This is TWiT.
I wanted to show people one slide from your presentation at that Samsung event that I thought was so cool, because really when we're talking about HDR or imaging in general, we have to keep in mind human visual perception, because that obviously, I mean, what we end up experiencing is based upon what the input is, the stimulus, if you will, but also how our brain processes things. So I would love to take a look at graphic number one and have you explain a little bit about what we're looking at here.
Certainly. This is actually one of the, I think, three points that I try to make that are really not intuitive and are necessary for understanding color imaging. And one of them is that many people think color is a physical property. They'll say the ball is red or the shirt is blue. And to a sense, that is true, but it's not entirely true, because if you take the red ball and the blue shirt and you walk under a sodium vapor light, they're both yellow, okay? Mm. And so the light that you see the color with affects the color, and that's what this top figure is with all the patches. Some of you who work in the tech area of color probably have heard of something called a color checker, which is a chart that you can use to photograph that has a number of colors, which are represented here. And I'm not sure how well this shows up on the screens that people will have, but if you look at this on a calibrated display, you will definitely see that the top row colors are not quite the same as the bottom row colors, and that's because the top row colors are the colors you would see under tungsten, and the bottom ones are the ones you would see under daylight. So this is an actual physical change in the color that results from the illumination, not so much the object itself. Now, mm-hmm. The bottom one, which I think you probably can see on the screen because it's a little more dramatic, is that we don't really understand all of the color processing that goes on in the visual system. And this is an example of something that I don't think anybody knows why this happens. The letters in both of the word chromatic and the word induction, and that's what the name of this phenomenon is are the same. They're 255-00 and sRGB. So they're pure red primary colors in 709. And yet, I think a lot of you, if you stand back a little from the screen, they won't look red. Now, if you have a minute, since I'm sitting here talking forever, go up to the screen and look at them really close, and I think you'll see that they are, in fact, red. But as you back up, they're no longer red. And this is just an example of some of the complexity of the human vision processing that also causes color to do unexpected things.
Yeah. Now, the word chromatic to me looks kind of more orange, and the word induction looks kind of almost magenta a little bit.
Yes. And actually, this will be different for different people.
Even more strange.
Yeah. So there was one, I showed this to a class one time that I was lecturing to, and there was one person in the class who says, they both look red to me. So I think it just depends on the processing in your brain. But most people will see those two words as different colors, at least if they stand back a bit.